The following shiur has been presented by Rav Tzvi Ralbag, Rav of Beis Ephraim, Woodmere, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metziah has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
The Gemara is mevurer that if two people gave money to a shomer, one gave 100 money and one gave masayim, and they gave it bishnei krichos, they gave it separate, and the shomer mixed them together, and they got lost, it got lost, all the money got lost, then he has to pay both of them, because he should not have mixed it together, and he should have remembered who gave him 100, who gave him 200. However, if they gave it to him b'kricho achas, if they mixed it together and they knew that he's going to mix, the shomer is going to mix them both together, so the halach is, if everything gets lost, he only gives 100 to each bailim, to each of the owners, and the last is Yeimuna Chachiyov Eliyahu, it's not the shomer's responsibility, because after all it was given b'kricho achas. That is the halacha, and it's gepaskin like that in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin. There's an interesting shaila that what if not everything gets lost, but only part of it gets lost? How do we look at it? Which part gets lost? Do they divide equally? Do we say that the one who had most of it, his item got lost? For example, if one person gives 2 gold bars to a shomer to watch. Another person gives 1 gold bar to a shomer to watch. And they know he's watching both of them together. And 1 gold bar gets lost, gets stolen. So now there's only 1 bar which got lost. So which bar got lost? Do we say from the person who gave the 2 bars? Because after all, he's the roiv, he's the majority. It probably was stolen from his gold bars. Or no? Do we say it gets divided equally, or at least he gets 2/3 and he gets 1/3? It depends on the ratio that they gave it to the shomer. What's the halacha? Or in a more easier way to understand, in more practical terms, let's say one person gave a shomer 6 pens, 6 beautiful fountain pens, and the other person gave a shomer 2 fountain pens. And now he's watching 8 fountain pens, and 4 fountain pens get stolen, they get lost. So now the question is, he only has 4 fountain pens left over, what does he do? How does he divide those 4 fountain pens? Says the Rama, in Simon Reish Tzadi Beis, that you divide it according to the roiv, called the parish, meruba parish. Since one person has more than the other, one person gave 6 fountain pens to the shomer to watch, the other person only gave 2 fountain pens to watch, and now 4 got stolen, 4 beautiful fountain pens got stolen, called the parish meruba parish. We say probably it got stolen from the majority, since one person had most of the pens, got 6 pens, so we say all the pens that were stolen were all taken from him, with the result that one person loses 4 of his pens, the other person doesn't lose anything. Why? Because kol de parish meruba parish. Where did it get stolen from? From the roiv, from the majority. And since the one who had most of the pens is the roiv, we say all his pens got stolen, kol de parish meruba parish. Comes along the Nesivus, and the Nesivus argues. The Nesivus says no. You're right. If we are done, if the question is on which pens got stolen, which ones got lost, then we say kol de parish meruba parish. One person gave more, the other person gave less. So the one that got lost, probably it's from the majority, it's from the roiv. But that's only if we are done on the item which got lost. Here we're not done on the item which got lost. Our question is on the things that stayed behind, the things which are left over, the items which are left behind. That has no connection to the ones which got lost. The ones which got lost, we say, call the parish meruba parish. You follow the majority. But the ones that stayed behind, there is no parish. It's called kavua, kemechza mechzadami. It's kavua, it's stationary. The suffix is these 4 pens that were left over. Who do they belong to? Okay, we divide them lefi cheshbon. You had 6 pens and he had 2 pens. you had three times as amount as the second person had, and therefore these four pens which are left over, we have to divide kol kavua kemetza mechza domi. It's a suffik. It's not a suffik ashokol. It's not exactly even. It goes according to the ratio, and therefore we'll divide those four remaining pens left over. Three goes to one, and one goes to the other. You're right. If you're done, if you're going on what got lost, call the polish, but we're not dunning on what got lost, we're dunning on what stays behind. What stays behind is not connected to the item which got lost, and therefore the Nesiva says, you divide according to the ratio, the lefi cheshboin, and that's the way you divide it. The same machlokes between the Nesivas and the Ramah, lechoire, is dependent on another machlokes in Yeredeya. The Shulchan Aruch paskens in Yeredeya, Simin Kuf Yud, and the Pesachei Tshuva brings it down, Sif Katan Dalet, in Hilchos Taruvos. The following Shaila. If you have a piece of meat that came from a Shlachtos, that came from a slaughterhouse, now it turns out that you shechted seven animals, and from those seven animals, you took one piece of meat. You know that one of the animals is a treifa animal. You don't know which one. So when you're coming to dan, you're coming to judge on that one piece of meat that you took, so is that piece of meat kosher or is it treif? Does it come from the kosher animal or does it come from the treifa animal? So if you're dan on that one piece of meat, since it's called the parish, it's already taken away from the shlachtois, from the slaughterhouse. So the question is, this one piece of meat, where is it coming from? Called the parish, mulba parish. You follow the roiv. And since there are six kosher animals and one treif animal, this one piece of meat that you have over here in front of you, we know it's from the kosher animal, and this piece of meat is parish, and it's kosher, and you can eat it. Now, the other seven animals which are stayed behind in the shlachtois, in the slaughterhouse, that you did not remove any pieces of meat from it yet. So all these seven animals are kavua. All these seven animals, these seven pieces of meat, are all in the same place where the suffix started. It didn't move from its place. And each one of them is kavua kemechzal mechzadami. Each one of them is a suffix kosher, suffix treif. And all seven are forbidden to be eaten. You don't say there's a roiv there because it's kavua. The suffix was noila, the suffix was started over there in the shlachtois. Nothing was removed from this shlachtois now. Now you're looking at the seven pieces of meat in front of you. Each one of them is a suffix. Maybe it's kosher, maybe it's not. Each one of them is treif. The shaila now they have is that one piece of meat which was parish. The one piece of meat which you took away earlier. And we paskin already that that piece of meat is a kosher piece of meat. How about if you know that the other half of that piece of meat is one of the seven animals? One of the seven animals you can recognize is the same piece as the one that you paskin on already, that it's parish. So the other half that stayed behind in the slaughterhouse, could we say now that since it's connected to the piece of meat that we said is kosher because we paskin called the parish, and therefore the piece that stayed behind, even though it's a kavua, and it's in the shlachtois, it's in the slaughterhouse, nevertheless, it's connected to the piece of meat which is parish, and therefore the piece of meat which is parish will be mashpia, and that will tell us that its other half, which stayed behind, even though it's a kavua, is part of the kol de parish, and it would be kosher, or no? Or do we say, the piece of meat which got separated is kol de parish? But the other half, even though we know that it's the other half of the one which is kosher, but the one that stayed behind has a separate halacha of kol kavua, kemechzal mechzadami, and all the seven pieces which stayed behind are all considered treif. What's the shaila, what's the halacha, if we know the other half of that piece of meat that we paskin was kosher, what about the other half, we know it's the other half, do we say that's also kosher, because it's together with the parish, and together it's called the parish, merubah parish, and it'd be kosher? Or do we say no? That is kavua, and even though we know it's connected, one half is kosher, the other half of the same animal and the same behema, the other half will have to passel and will have to say it's treif. So this is a big, big machlekes the Pesach Teshuva brings down, dodim lekan ulekan, between the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechoykek. Some say it's good, and some say the other half is no good. The Shmaitzer, in Shmaitzer Dalet, wants to say, and he wants to paskin, that the other half would be good. Why? Because just like we find a concept of cheskas aim, mahani lebas, that if a mother has a cheskas kashrus, and she's believed to say that she was nivala, lekashel, a mother has a cheskas kashrus, and she's believed to say that she lived with a kosher person, and therefore she's kosher lekayin. So the chazok of the mother helps for the child which is born, and even though the child has no cheskas kashrus, it will get the cheskas kashrus of the mother. So too, says the Shmaitzer, that the halacha which tells me that the piece of meat which was porish has a halacha called the porish mabuba porish, and that piece of meat is kosher, that will be mashpia, that will tell me, the chazaka, that this piece of meat is kosher, will tell me that a piece left behind, even though that is might be under the kavua, but nevertheless it's the same piece of meat, the chazaka of the kosher part of the meat will help us for the non-kosher part and will make the entire behemoth a kosher behemoth, and we can say that that part which stayed behind is part of the rive, and it's a kosher behemoth, and that piece which stayed behind is also a kosher dicker piece of meat. Comes along Rebbe Chanan in Kovit Shurim Suvis Ois Mem, and he says no. He says there's a big difference between Cheskas E Mahani Labas, between the Chazok of the mother which helps for a child, and the case over here where we say that the piece of meat which is Porish should help and tell us that the piece which stayed behind, which is Kavua, is also kosher. What's the difference? He says, Cheskas Ei Mahani Labas helps, because if the Bas has a Cheskas Kashrus, the Bas is kosher. Just the Bas usually doesn't have a Cheskas Kashrus. And therefore, the Chazaka of the mother helps for the child as well. He says, however, by the piece of meat, it's different. Why? Because, in essence, we have to understand. Why, when you have seven pieces of meat, seven behemoths, where we know that six of them are kosher, and one of them is not, just because it's kavua, just because the suffix never left us, and it happened over here, why do we say kemechzal mechzadami? Why don't we say there's a roiv? After all, there are six animals which are kosher. Why, in its case of kavua, don't we say roiv? Says Rebbe Chanan, in the name of Rebbe Chaim, that the reason why a roiv does not help when there is a kavua is because even though there is, technically speaking, there is a roiv over here, and we know six of the seven animals are kosher, but there's halacha l'moshe b'sinai, that where you have kavua, you cannot go with the halacha of roiv. It's not pshat that where there is a kavua, there is no roiv. Meaning that since the suffix is so pervasive wherever you are, so there's no roiv, we don't look at six animals being kosher, each one of them is a suffix. That's not the pshat. No. The pshat is that even though there is a roiv sheirim over here, even though we know six of the seven animals are kosher, and it's a roiv, a majority is kosher, but when there is a kavua, since it's all in the same place, there's a halacha l'moshe b'sinai that roiv is not going to help, and roiv is not going to be mashpia. Therefore, says Rebbe Chanan, even if you can come now with a new roiv, you can come and say half the animal is kosher, after all, part of the animal was taken away, and that's called the porish meruba porish, and part of this animal we paskined already is a kosher piece. Now you want to paskin on the piece left behind, it's not going to help you. Because once there is kavua, a roiv is not going to help me. Even if I can tell you that half the animal is kosher because of called the porish meruba porish, but that's not going to help me on the part which is kavua. Because in every kavua there is a roiv. And nevertheless we say that when there's a kavua, then the roiv doesn't help. Because when it's kavua, kemechzal mechzadami, a roiv doesn't play a role, because it's halach l'mosh m'sinai that the roiv is not mashpia on the kavua. The roiv does not help on the kavua. Therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, even if you're going to tell me that half the animal is kosher, and you paskin already called the parish merubah parish, but that roiv is not going to help me on whatever is left behind, because that is kavua, and therefore, you can taka say that half the animal will be kosher, because we paskin called the parish merubah parish, half the animal which stayed behind is kavua, and there a roiv will not help you at all, and therefore half the animal will be kosher, and half the animal will be treif. According to this, we understand that's taka the machloikis between the nesivis and the ramah. The nesivis holds that since we are done, back in our question, since the question is on the items which were left behind, the items which were left behind were not polished. It's a new question on the items we're left behind. How do we divide these four fountain pens? Comes along the Nesivis and says, okay, you had 80%, you had 20%, or you had three times the amount as the other person. So the pens left behind, we have to divide lefi cheshbon. We have to divide according to the ratio. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says no. That since, you're right, since the items which were stolen, the four pens which were stolen, we can say, called the parish meruba parish. So these four pens which were stolen, which we decided already, were all taken from the one who had majority of the pens, because called the parish meruba parish, that will be mashpia, that will tell me that the items left behind also have to be divided according to that. Because since you cannot separate the two, since the four pens which were stolen, we say it all belongs to the one person, because called the parish merubah parish, so then the four pens which left behind, we have to say these were the leftover pens. And since they were the leftover pens, they have to be divided according to what was stolen. And since the four pens which were stolen, we say all were stolen from the original person, from the person who gave six pens, the result is that the four pens which are left over, two pens will belong to Reuven, and two pens will belong to Shimon, with the result that Shimon, nothing was stolen, and Reuven, everything was stolen, and that is the machlokes between the Nesivis and the Ramah. Halach lemaisa, how do we paskin? Since the Nesivis is an achroin, and he's the one who comes after the Ramah, l'chayda, you'd have to say that you have to divide it according to the cheshbon. You don't say, call the parish merubah parish, but rather you divide it according to the cheshbon. And therefore you look at whatever is left over, and you have divided with the same ratio that was given to the original Shomer. Of course, if Shimon, the one who gave less, if he's tafus, if he's a muhsik, on his pens he goes and he takes back two pens, then perhaps he can say kimli, like the Ramah, and he can say that all the pens that were stolen were really stolen from Reuven, from the first person, and Shimon will be able to keep his two pens, and he can say, I paskin like the Ramah, and call the Polish merubah parish.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.